Hey guys, welcome to the Because Jill Said So podcast. I am eating lunch and sitting in my car and eating lunch, which sounds sad, but actually it's so nice. The weather's fantastic and I have a really nice soup. So I wanted to talk about Christmas lists. Like, remember like on TV where you're supposed to make the list and send it to Santa Claus and like, you know, everything that you want for Christmas. And I stopped doing that a couple years ago with my children. I should have stopped a long time ago, but it's pretty much my youngest kids that we stopped doing the Christmas list with. Mainly because I felt like the Christmas list was turning my children into just little monsters. Like, either, you know, if they didn't get what was on the list, they were disappointed, and, you know, and they were always concerned about putting everything on the list that they possibly wanted. And they were only thinking about themselves, because that's what I was having them do. Make the list of the things you want. So they're only thinking about themselves. And I wasn't having any fun with Christmas. Like, Christmas was not enjoyable trying to deal with these little monsters that I was creating. And I mean little monsters in the best way possible. So, 2 or 3 years ago, I don't know, maybe it's 3 or 4, my husband and I were like, right, no more Christmas lists. We are not going to make a list of everything that you want for Christmas. And okay, my soup is really good, in case you were wondering. And so instead of making a list of everything that they want for Christmas, we told them that they get to make a list of the things that they want to get for other people. So, I've said before, I have a lot of kids, so they have a lot of siblings to buy presents for, and they have their mom and dad, and their grandparents on both sides are still alive. So there's plenty of people in their lives that they can think about and shop for. And, I told them they get to make a list of the things they want to buy for other people. We did have some pushback. So the first little bit of pushback is that they don't know what the other people want. Like, how do I know what they're going to want if that person doesn't make a list of the things they want? And right, which is, it makes sense. Like, how do you shop for somebody if they don't tell you what they want? And I said, it doesn't matter what they want. Like, we're giving gifts to people because we love and care for them. So you can have a conversation, you can talk to them, you can pay attention to what their hobbies are, what their interests are, how they're spending their time. You can ask them about their favorite color, or, you know, things that they need. You can spend time with someone until you understand what it is that you want to give them to show that you love them. And that's the direction that we took with our children as far as making a list of the things they wanted to buy for other people. And some of them were better at it than others. Some of them would actually be thoughtful and think of the gifts and intentionally go shopping, and other kids would actually go shopping and start looking around, and they'd see something and say, oh, Sam would like that, and they'd buy it for Sam. But it didn't matter to me how they did it. It was the fact that they were thinking about that person. And so even if it meant, like, you know, last minute they're in the store and they recognize something that they think their brother will like. The other pushback that we got with not having the Santa Claus list was, what happens if they get a present they don't want? So, one, how do they know what to get to other people? But what if people don't buy them the things that they want? And again, that really didn't matter. I pretty much told him it doesn't matter if you get what you want or not, because that person thought about you, paid attention to you, and they bought you something because they love and care for you, and it's a way for them to show that they love and care for you. So regardless of if you want it or need it or like it, it was bought for you thoughtfully. And when we're given gifts, we get to be gracious and show gratitude and be thankful for the things that we get, regardless of if it's something we've ever thought or something that we've wanted. So that was what we started a couple of years ago, and we're still doing it this year. And they're making the lists of the things that they want to buy for their siblings, and they sit down and talk to each other. Obviously, everyone's still talking about the things that they like and the things that they want, But now they're having that conversation and trying to understand what their siblings want and also what their siblings like and that kind of thing. So it's changed the way that Christmas has been for our family, and it's made Christmas morning more fun. Now when it's time to open presents, my kids are excited to have their present opened, the one that they're giving. And multiple times they've said, "Hey, open my present first. Like, you're really going to love it. You're really going to love it. Like, it's just the best gift ever for you." And so they get that excitement of giving. They get the excitement of caring for somebody and having to be, you know, I'm forcing them to be thoughtful. And then they're also receiving gifts and learning to be gracious for gifts that are given to them that might not be what their first thought as far as the things that they want. And they're learning to be good humans. They're learning that I'm really hoping to raise some good adults. That's really what I'm going for here. So anyways, my podcast today is about throwing away the tradition of the Santa Claus Christmas list and instead focusing on other people and making lists of the things that you want and being thoughtful about what we want to give to the people that we love and that are around us. So hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. It is December 1st when I'm posting this. And so obviously podcasts can be listened to year round, but on the same token, I think it's important that we learn to pay attention to other people and give gifts better and not be as concerned about what we're getting. So, all right. This is the Because Jill Said So podcast, and I appreciate you guys listening, and I will talk to you later. Bye.